insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
We're back on to the fifth edition of What Bugs You. We're talking about bugs and insects, things that you might commonly find in your yard, and how they may affect your yard. Joined by entomology PhD student Jeremy Irvin. Going back to our conversation about good bugs versus bad bugs and kind of how that line is really blurred. I mean, for example, wasps are a pollinator, right?
Yes, wasps are a pollinator. They're also, a lot of wasps are predators, so they'll eat a lot of the pest insects that are out there. There's also a thing called a parasitoid wasp, and these wasps, they're very, very small, depending on the species, but they're quite small, and they'll actually lay their egg inside of another insect. That egg will eventually hatch, eat its way out, and then be a mature wasp again. A lot of the times, that's where most of our natural control comes from, is these parasitoid wasps, because they'll lay their eggs in a pest species. As their egg hatches, it'll eat its way out, effectively eliminating that pest.
Have you ever seen the movie Alien?
Yes.
Did they get the idea from that?
Yes. I can't remember the article, but there's a lot of stuff from sci-fi movies or movies in the past that have been drawn from entomology.
As a PhD student in entomology, you probably see some pretty crazy things on the insect level.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of crazy things. Like I just mentioned, that parasitoid wasp is really interesting, but there's also a hyperparasitoid, which basically takes it one step further, and it will lay its egg inside the egg or the larvae of another parasitoid wasp, and then when that egg is deposited, it will eat its way out of first the egg and then into the larvae that egg was laid into and eventually emerging.
If you get freaked out by parasites, just wait until you hear about super parasites.
Exactly.